Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions, explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives, access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body, mind, spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-host, Joan Newcomb. I'm coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet, is coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everyone. How nice to be with you again.
Yes, we have a great show for you today. We are talking about breakthroughs and consciousness.
You have to have a breakdown first before you have a breakthrough, right?
Right, exactly. Exactly. A breakthrough, you know, you got to break it down before you break it through. But breakthroughs and consciousness sounded more positive to get people listening.
So. I see. So it's all about periods of growth and expansion that we're in. Tell us all about this stuff, Joan. It's great stuff. Oh, but we got to do our announcement too, don't we?
Yes, right. Yes. So, so do you want us to go do announcements first and make them wait? Okay, sure. It's a big secret. You have to wait. Okay.
Yeah.
So we love to hear from you. We happen to be on Facebook and we're also on Twitter. You can go to Facebook and look up Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet and join the group and join the fun. And you'll get all our most recent announcements and our newsletters that we're writing and the things that are coming up for us. And then also you can follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet and get the information that way. You can also follow me on Twitter, which is at Joan Newcomb, and get all my postings about historic photographs of Paris and cute little corgis and things like that. And then we also, you can email us directly too. We'd love to hear from you via email, consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. And, you know, send us through Facebook, Twitter, or email what you would like us to talk about. So we'd love to hear what you're curious about. What are your questions? And we'll answer them on the air and we'll give you your 15 minutes of fame.
Whoa, that's a lot of stuff. It sounds all good. So there's lots of different ways to reach us, everyone. You can reach me at janetandbeyond.com is my website. Janet B at Janet and Beyond for personal email. Conscious with Joan and Janet for our collective email. There's all kinds of different ways to be connected. So we'd love to hear from you, and we look forward to that interaction. Both Joan and I, we have no problem talking, as you can tell, and we type as fast. So,
and if you go to your website, they can get a free top 10 tips, which being Janet, it's top 28 tips, but you can get your free top 10 tips for
enjoying life. And the secrets of life, you know, that I've kind of developed in my awareness of my long living experience and the benefit of all those that I've met, kind of collectively pulled that in my understanding of how the universe works. Whoa. Yeah. So there's a lot there. So please. And you can also get a $25 discount on your first session with me. So for signing up for that, my weekly writings, my blog, Joan also has a great blog. And so there's lots of ways to get involved in this. Consciously creating our authentic living space is real. And that's Joan and I look to honor that all the time. And we look to share that with you. And we have lots of fun going on.
Yes, and there's lots of fun going on at my website as well. My website is joan-newcomb.com. That's joan-newcomb.com. And you can, if you're hearing this in real time, you can book a reading, get a free book now through the 22nd of March. You can also see my books there. They're on Kindle as well as in paperback. And you can also find out more about my services, my readings and healings, and my conscious mastery coaching. And then just like with Janet, you can sign up for tips for holding your own amidst change. So if you'd like to know more about holding your own, you can go there and sign up for it.
Hold on tight. No, actually, you release. That's right. You let go. Okay.
I think what you do is you hold it and you release it. You hold it and you release it. And you know what? That's how you enjoy life. So
yes, definitely.
So back to what we're talking about today, which is breakthroughs in consciousness. We have been, if you're listening to this in real time, but also notice that the things like this are going on all the time anyway, but we're going through this period of the final of seven Pluto-Uranus squares is what it's called, which has been going on since 2012, and some people were even feeling it before that. And it's astrologically a similar time to the late 1960s. So you know what the world went through in the 1960s. This complete breakthrough from, you know, very conservative morals and values to flower power and free love. Women working, feminism, burning your bras, and simultaneously, you know, there was the Vietnam War, so there was all this war and peace going on. So the same thing has been happening to us in the last few years. I mean, you know, globally, we also experienced Arab Spring with, like, the regimes in the Middle East sort of toppling like dominoes. We have gone through enormous breakthroughs, you know, just even like, for instance, you know, the Catholic Church having the Pope that it has now. But we're all personally also going through these breakdowns and breakthroughs. So anything that has become limiting, rigid, or stuck, fixed, or unmoving is in a process of disintegrating right now. So, and just in this week, we also have, at the end of this week, we've got both the eclipse and a solstice. So from a nature level, there is huge, mm-hmm. you know, moving into a whole new realm. We can talk a little bit about more about this when we've dropped into heart space as well. And eclipses happen every 6 months, but they can bring in a sudden abrupt change that lasts for 6 months to 2 years. There are often 2 year cycles. So if you've ever been through any kind of experience where suddenly the door slams shut, you know, it seems like the world is ending, and it's a really like a point of no return, the bridges are burned, probably going through kind of an eclipse like transformation as well. So this, it is a huge period of transformation, and you know, life is not going to look the same in a month from now.
Ooh, and we've all been feeling this. Wow.
Yes.
And these are these harmonic influences, and some of us register those as harmonic imbalances, or you know, we don't feel good about what we feel, and we will want to awaken everyone to the realization that harmonic influences around us all the time, and that it's how you go with the flow of them, how you go navigate through it. But life is full of lots of things going on all the time, and we'll be right back. Talk to you soon.
Okay, so we still have 60 seconds, but I'm happy to say the normal thing, which is, you know, Jill, hold tight. We've got more to talk about this. We're going to be going into heart space on the other side of the commercial break. So we're stopping for a commercial break, but stay tuned as we're talking more about breakthrough and consciousness in a state of grace.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to conscious with Joan and Janet at gmail.com. That's Conscious with Joan and Janet at gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan, along here with Janet. And we are talking about breakthroughs in consciousness, and we're going to be going into heart space with this. And this is a great opportunity, Janet, for you to explain to people what this means.
Well, right. You know, sometimes we have to remind ourselves, and for those new listeners that perhaps haven't been caught any of our podcasts, but I'm sure you will be now because I've reminded you about it. What is heart space? For us, we're talking about heart-centered awareness. We're talking about unified consciousness. We're talking about the place where you and I are one. And how to easily reach that when through our different trainings of consciousness technologies, Joan and I use this as a place to navigate as much as we can in our awareness of who we are and what we are and as consciousness and as our individuality, a place to make choices from. And so we invite all of you in this time that we have together to do that too. And we will like to make it easy for you. So when we talk about heart awareness, unified field, unified consciousness, field of the heart, it's all about the same, different flavors of the same thing. It's about where we're all one and where information is present. And that in going into that space, life becomes enriched. So we're going to invite you all, no matter what you're doing, where you're doing, and what time and space that you might be in listening with us, to put all that aside. And the part of you that can listen in, let it listen in. And we're going to just navigate this a little bit. So just relax. Relax the shoulders. Take a breath. And let's see what shows up. I get an elevator today. So just in your mind's eye, see an elevator and push heart floor. And just let the doors open and push the button for heart floor. The doors close. And just allow yourself to feel your drop down into the next level of being. Ding. Doors open, and there you're in this lobby. Whoa, and look at all the color in life there. And this is your emotional terrain. So just notice what you see there. Oh, isn't that interesting? What's on the wall? Maybe it's Jackson Pollock in bright red today, or maybe it's the rapist Sabine. I have no idea what you might be seeing in the artwork. So just notice it. Don't have to be attached to it. It's just information. So it just tells you how you're emotionally hanging out today. So just keep going into the room farther. You'll see some doors there. And just go through those set of doors. And there you are, into the all, the core, the essence. So we use heart as a locator, as a place, because it's easy and convenient to have something for your mind to connect to. But just notice now. This is where we start to notice. We start to relax how we think about things. And we just notice how we feel. And there's a breath. And in this, out of the stillness and the quiet that you'll find here in the sacred space, depending upon what kind of background and terminology you're familiar with, you can experience something different. And this is within the core of you. And it can be quick and simple. This is something we navigate all the time. You are always present here. It's just your awareness that comes in and out of it. So this accessibility to information in a non-attached, supportive, warm, non-judgmental space of grace is where potential is. And potential is that between what has become something and what it goes back to. So just notice, what if potential was real? Things aren't what you think they are. And let's just notice, let's have some breakdowns and breakthroughs, Joan. What you got?
I have more things to say about time and change and consciousness.
Okay.
So, but the overarching thing to talk about is that, you know, growth, expansion, growth happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're experiencing it as consciousness, you are totally in agreement with it. You're totally in alignment with it. There's this marvelous feeling of being with the flow. So it's like, you know, you're rafting down the river.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're not trying to paddle up the river. You're rafting down the river and you're enjoying it. It's, you know, when you feel like all these things are happening to you and it's too rough and you know, you're powerless over this stuff happening, you know, that then you're experiencing it from not consciousness, but from our sort of little awareness, from our body personality level.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and if you feel the need to try to
resist
there or manipulate or, you know, fix it or, you know, make it be different. Well, you're operating with resistance and you're trying to, you're still operating as that little self. Because
well,
when you're consciousness, you know, you're created it yourself. So.
Well, you know, what there's really present is this awareness in me of the martial artist. And for those that have studied Tai Chi and those different, is that it's how you use the information around you to, and you use not the energy against itself, but you connect into the flow of it and you allow it to move you in a way that's useful. And it, and you get in this flow of, oh, that's what this is. So these harmonic influences aren't necessarily interferences. They're a way for you to explore more. And if you're in alignment and agreement of, yes, I can experience this and this can transform me as an act of flow, wow, right? It just kind of takes that rebellion, resistance, all that just kind of floats away.
Yeah. You know, it's because rebellion and resistance is this power struggle. And, you know, but when you're consciousness, you know, you are the source. You are. Mm-hmm. So it's you're not fighting against yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the other thing is this, you know, what it feels like when you've dropped into heart space is you've come out of the realm of ideas and thoughts, which is also, it is the area where, you know, manifestation starts to happen. You're in the realm of, you know, initiating it or on like the Devic level of planning it, like the architect planning the house.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not real until you drop into form. And when you drop into heart space, you can access all of that at the same time. So really you're in heart space. It's so big in there.
Well, I think we can sense all these different influences, and we have been, that don't necessarily have a name or an identity yet, because until they come together, that's when it happens. Then it breaks through awareness. So we were talking earlier about northern and southern hemispheres and how we're here in the northwest of the United States. So we're into spring. And if our listeners are in Australia or in southern hemisphere influences, they're going into fall. So how all that is about either going inward or it's about what's brewing underneath and all the power that's gaining under there. And then what's springing forth. So, and it's interesting that the earth does both this at the same time, and it might feel different, but maybe it doesn't. You know, it's just not identified yet. And so for us, right where we are, we have this erupting almost, this life that is starting to come and all this, and it's going to break through the surface.
Right. Right. It's, you know, so if you think about it, this dormancy period that we've just come through, the winter time that looks like nothing has happened, you know, the ground is frozen. There's all this activity going on both underneath and, you know, I talked about the Davik level, the architectural level, that they're the planning is happening. And now this is, you know, it's like, wow, spring is such an active time because it becomes evident, the flowers start showing up. But we also find if you align your life with nature too, things accelerate and life gets really, really busy at this time. Now, you know, that's Northern Hemisphere stuff. Southern Hemisphere stuff, when you're in the fall equinox, that's, you've come through the harvest time and you've come through fruition. And so this is really, from nature's point of view, fall harvest is a new year, is the new year's. And that's when you're going through soil preparation. And you can use this as an analogy for your life too. It's like you're clearing the rocks out of the field that you're going to be planting in. This is where you're taking off the grass and you're putting down mulch. So it's an active time, but there's just a different feeling of the cycle. So
And we track that all the time, whether you're conscious of it or not. And as I saw a picture this morning of Boston, still snow up above doorways, and you go, okay, so your sense of season is maybe a little different than ours out here with the cherry blossom snow falling. And, you know, all of it, we're tracking to some level of awareness. And just everybody, just notice, what are you aware of? What do you notice? Because you can either be in this place of everything's under the surface and you can't name it yet, or it might be showing up now and this is a good time to do business or set business plans, or how are you putting that together earlier, Joan?
Well, yes, it's like,
is this the planning stage or this is what we've planted and now it's showing up?
Well, if I was doing this like they do at Findhorn, and if I was doing a co-creative garden with nature, and you can also do this with soilless gardens, so to speak, you can view your business or aspects of your life as a garden as well. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't even start communicating with the deva of your business or your garden, and you wouldn't start figuring out what seeds to order until this point, because there would be too much of a divergence or a space between the devic level, the angelic level, and nature. Now this is when both of them come together, the communications start happening, the architect is handing the plans over to the gardener, and things can start coming into form. So in your own life, you may feel like you've been thinking about wanting to create or start stuff, but suddenly now you've got the energy to do it. Now, and if you've been resisting or putting off something, well, now the train has left the station. You know, the plane is taking off. The wheels are going up. You are not slowing down. So, you know, this is a time to really embrace change, to go with change, to be excited about it. You know, it can be a little scary or anxiety prone because the body isn't used to traveling forward at this speed. You know, bodies like to be here in the present moment. And so the future isn't real to them yet. So, you know, take charge of consciousness and, you know, give it hot baths and chocolate and coax it through the growth space, you know. But it's time to really enjoy it.
And we don't want to suggest that this is the only time of year to plan a business and do things. But we're looking at harmonic influences here. And so it's a great time to use that energy. It doesn't mean it's not present other places or in other times and spaces, because what we just talked about was how north and south are in opposite, you know, at different times. So what we just want to offer is, what would it be like if you could relax in this heart space and what it is that you'd like to create? And if you can tag and notice what it is you'd like to create for yourself, whatever it is, put that up on one side, over maybe on the right side. And then maybe allow what is holding it back from happening to appear on the left side. And see if that brings it more into awareness. What is it that you want to let go of? And I didn't say you have to let go of or you had to do anything. What would you like to let go of in order for what you think you want to show up and manifest? And is there a sense of time about it, perhaps? Maybe look and see if there's a calendar pages flipping through. So what we want to do is we just, in this place, in space, information is present that maybe you've been busy thinking about and not really connecting to where the information is. So maybe notice that goal or that thing and see if it's changed. See if what you can see is perhaps something that you get to work with in order to have that happen. See if that changes. And if potential is the fertilizer and the medium and is real, what happens if we just sprinkle some potential on it? The potential for it to be gone, the potential for it to be different, the potential for it to be something else. It's just potential. It doesn't have to limit in any way. And what that feels like. There we go. Everybody's kind of getting deeper there. Seems to be a lot of heart feeling. Are you noticing that, Joan? Kind of almost an ache.
Mm.
So
a lot of that stuff is coming to the surface because it's in the process of clearing. So, you know, any things like achingness or heart weariness or heaviness, that's mm-hmm. just, you know, that's we're shining light. You're bringing a higher vibration into this. And mm-hmm. so it's like the muscle itself is getting kind of stretched.
Right. And probably also it's showing how much energy and where that's been taking place in having that those two different views there. So I think a lot of times we're not aware of what the toll it takes on us in a physical sense or a mental sense or an emotional sense or a psychic sense or in a spiritual sense when we are not in alignment, when we aren't following what can be for us, when we hold back with our potential. Because I think most of us have this interesting relationship to potential. You know, it's sometimes been used against us when we were young. Oh, you get the C and the comment is, oh, but he has so much potential. And you hear that and then, you know, so we're just going to relax that.
Well, you know, we're talking about other ways of measuring or different kinds of measurement. Uh-huh. And, you know, those of you who are listening now, you have an interest that's, you know, beyond the concrete. And so if you grew up in a world of concrete measurements, then people would not see the things that you value and not see the value in you of you know, all your inner potentiality. You know, mm-hmm. it's like if the right job and the right, you know, salary level and the right neighborhood and the right house and the right, you know, look and the right car, all those people who are pursuing those kind of things, it's like mm-hmm. the awareness, the connection to the universe, the ability to dance in the magic like we're dancing, to go into this emotional depth, all that stuff is invisible. But so we're here to validate, you know, that your experience is real and these are the things that you value. And at Heart Space, really, this opens us up for that.
And I think in a morphic field, a collective sense, morphic fields being those unconscious belief systems that get very powerful, is so many people have to break through or break down their resistance of how they've protected themselves. Because as we get older, that gets in the way. And the sense is, well, I can't be in heart. And for a lot of people, that's an emotional heart reference they're holding. And we're talking about going beyond that into the core of all, the unified conscious reference. And I can feel a real strain in that left arm. And it's like that energy from that heart. Remember, your hands give and receive. And giving and receiving is the same energy. It's about flow. Those terms just label the direction of it. But the heart doesn't care. It is. It's a field effect. It radiates out no matter how you hold awareness of it. So if you didn't have to have concern or issue with reaching for what you want, for holding what you want, for giving what you want, touching what you want, what would that be like? Because these are the things that are going to start, that are reformatting themselves and reorganizing within us under the surface here. So what is it you want? And what is it that holds you back? So that's a holding. What is it that takes you away? And so that's a misdirecting. Or what is your experience of what you think you want there? There you go. So, and everyone's truth is different, and truth is just in a moment anyway. It's not always the same all the time. And what is real and true for you might be different than what it is for me and for Joan and everyone else and those that you love and your community. I mean, the reality is we take in a lot of influences, and that's all harmonic influences. So we're re-encoding how we connect in that space of unified consciousness. They're just influences. So just notice that. And for those that are new to the show and they can feel the stillness and the quiet when they turn in. We had one gal who wrote to us and she said, "Janet, I can't listen to the show anymore. It's too calm."
Yeah. And you, yes, and I had an intern working for me last year that she wasn't even listening to it. She just had it playing in the background, but she felt the physical effects from it, you know? And it's like, if you're used to being highly caffeinated and then, you know, you're having this inner sense, it's like, something's wrong here. I don't want to be this mellow.
Well, and that was it. And so I wrote back and said, you know, you can play in that calm. And she wrote back. She says, "Okay, you're right." And that's the truth of it. So we get desensitized to this state. And we really, this is our truth in there. And what would it be like if what your choices and what you decide to do and how you look at life came more for the center space? Now, for a lot of people, that can be threatening, right? We don't really have a lot culturally that supports the individual doing what he wants that ends up in a good way. So we have to set our own tone. And you're the center of your universe, and how you want to interact with information is totally up to you. As consciousness, you get to set the play. And this is this marvelous play field, Earth. So she comes with lots of influences. And all of that is okay. What it would be like to be in the river and just navigate like a fish, you know, but I'm kind of seeing someone who's going through and the current is going across and they're just keeping in place and then they just use that movement to get through. It's kind of like tacking on the water, If anyone's ever gone sailing, you know, you use the wind and you learn how to adjust, and you get much farther when you get good at adjusting how to use the wind. Otherwise, you can go around in circles or don't go someplace you're not intending to go. So we're just looking for different ways to say it's okay to navigate with what you find. And you don't have to go to an emotional connection that says this, that, or constriction. And that's what we're opening up, is that sense of constriction. How often do you pull back when something gets in your face that you have some kind of reaction to? So just let go of that constriction. Let's allow those muscles. What would it be like to relax? Because it's inherent in anything living that there's tension. So the degree of tension is either becomes stress or it becomes relaxation. So we need to clean our language up. It's okay to have tension. It's just how you want to use it. So in this place and time that's saying change is happening, whether you agree with it or not, and how you're going to go with it, we're going to suggest that this is the way you do it, is you go down into that heart space. So you go below mind, where there's all this life teeming here, and you pick out what you want to experience to bring to the surface when you come back up. That's a great way. We're all gardeners, whether we know it or not. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, you were talking about tension, and I was suddenly I had a memory, a flashback, I guess, to giving birth. But there's okay. You know, and so I was thinking, one thing I had forgotten about was that there was a certain amount of anxiety before the labor actually started, and I hadn't put it together. But you have a certain amount of anxiety, and you usually think something like, I've changed my mind. Well, it's too late. And yeah. And then when it actually starts, you know, you have to focus on your breathing, because if you breathe through it, then, you know, it's a way of managing the pain. And in fact, you know, I don't even remember the pain now, but and there's a time to just relax with it. And then there's a time to push. And if you push too soon, you know, you tear and stuff like that. So there's a lot of timing to it, but it's this natural process that it really helps to be in tune with how your body is moving through this experience. And so if you think about the transformation that we're going through now, is that we are giving birth to a new aspect of ourself, and we are expanding because we are bringing this greater, higher vibration of our consciousness in through form. So there's a natural tension as we are stretching to allow that to happen. And so relaxing and breathing through it, and there will be times of, you know, needing to push as well.
You bring up a great, a metaphor about life, actual life, and that idea of being pregnant. And that's kind of what we're sensing, and something that's ready to come out. And being in alignment with that dynamic and that state of consciousness. And everything has a state of consciousness to it. And when you're in alignment with what you're creating, that then it all just works, right? But so often, and I can think literally, because I've had clients that were pregnant and doctors wanted them. Oh, there's one gal comes to mind. She couldn't get pregnant. We did some work. She got pregnant. And she was so excited. And we went through this whole thing with her for 9 months. And then it came and she was having issues. And the doctor wanted her to deliver on his schedule. And so we checked in, and that baby, and we got into the consciousness of the baby, and it wasn't ready to come. And the mother is trying to bridge these two experiences, right? And we just went back to heart, back to let's allow this to happen. And who's really important here is not the doctor. I'm sorry. And, you know, nobody get upset. And so it was when that baby was ready, when her body was ready, and the dynamics that had to happen. And it was an absolutely incredible experience for her because she had been in rhythm with this, what creation was going to happen. But then these other influences came in here and her body just couldn't handle it, right? And the baby was like, nah, I don't like that either. And
I ain't coming out there.
Coming out then. And already had enough self-awareness, you know. So it is true with where we are, with what's springing forth. What is it? Look again at what you thought you wanted to create. It has a consciousness to it. Check in with it. If it could tell you what it needs, if it could tell you it's time, if it could tell you I'm not quite the right thing yet, we need to remodel this, we need to redesign this. What if whatever you were in relationship could interact with you that way? This is where that happens. Not up in the mind. This is where it happens, in this state of heart-field centered awareness. And just allow yourself the luxury, and it's not the luxury, but we've got it set up that way. It is your birthright, we'll use that word, to access this kind of power and knowledge. So just be with that. Maybe something needs to be different. What if you could let it be different? As consciousness, it's set out to experience something through you. And what if you were in agreement with that? Oh, okay, that moves the... Now that's more belly-oriented is where I'm feeling that. Okay, I think people have a lot of emotional energy around this. And for me, the awareness is that when stuff is gut-oriented, that's where our emotions physicalize. So I bet we're tapping into where these energies and forces have gotten lodged. And what would it be like to just notice it? Don't resist it. Don't make it something. Just allow it to show up. What are you holding on to? In this place, it's just information. There you go. Yeah.
So, you know, I think everybody dropped down into their belly space too because they all started getting ready to push. And, you know, and so Janet's example was perfect. It's you know, the difference between doing it as a surgical procedure or a scientific procedure as something that is really an innate natural experience. And you are consciousness bringing this in through your form. So you as consciousness are birthing your creation into a new experience.
Got it. So everybody, let's come on back then. Just notice, let it to continue to play. You don't have to hold a conscious awareness of it. You're just going to allow it to be there for you. And you can revisit this. You can allow it to manifest in your life. So we're just going to bring ourselves back to that elevator. And you just push the button that says up. There you go. And go back in. Ding. And push the button and feel yourself rise up. Ding. And just welcome yourself back. And just notice what you're aware of now that you weren't aware of maybe before. Or what really is crystallizing. That's it. Where something really comes together and allow that to be real.
What is becoming clear, what is clarifying.
There you go. It was crystal. Come crystal.
Okay. So we want you to hold this heart space as we go to commercial break, but stay tuned because we have a lot more to cover in Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm Joan Newcomb, and I'm along here with Janet Barrett. And Janet and I are leading edge creators in the field of consciousness technology, and we today have been talking about breakthroughs in consciousness.
We've been breaking through.
And breaking down and breaking through.
Breaking down and all around. You know what I'm aware of, Joan, is there's the energy move from the gut up back into heart space. And I think what's coming to mind for me is that we so love our labels. That left brain so loves our labels. And I thought, well, okay, I can call it anger, you know, I can call it emotion. And I thought, well, no, but that's not right. I think it's the passion and vitality of life.
That's great.
I think that's what we're all kind of tapping into. And for many of us, we don't know what that is. We don't hold a conscious awareness of it. It's kind of something you take for granted, right? But in this place, what we want to feel is life, vitality that has no limit on it. We want that. That helps break down the old, let the new break through, or whatever has been holding back. And this is an exciting time to be alive. And a lot of us don't embrace chaos very well. And we think the world is very chaotic and more so or hostile. And I think it's just because we now can resonate to the world as a world and not just our isolated pockets of awareness. You know, technology's made it all very small. But we are more in the awareness that there's all kinds of energies out there. And our body.
Well, that's those harmonics that you're talking about. If you think of harmonics as different waves of energy, and if you think about if you look at the ocean, you know, there are waves coming in, and sometimes waves move together and they crash together and form a different wave, or they splash and move out. And so when you're working in the field of harmonics, you have things come together, vibrations come together that form something new, that change the original creation. So, you know, we're playing in the field of form, and when we're in this field of form, there are these different levels of waves and collapsing and coming together again.
Definitely. So everyone, check in to see how you're feeling around your heart, physical heart, and that space. There's a lot of energy there, and some of you may not have a reference for that, and that's all right. You're all right. We're always okay. And it's just about a sense of expansionness, or, you know, the breakthrough kind of idea of like armor or the something that's hard that needs to crack open, like that land that is dry. So let's take that land that is dry, and you're going to allow rain and not torrential rains. You're going to just allow a soft, gentle rain, and it's going to start to seep in. It's going to start to soften. And so your whole concept of heart and emotional heart and core and physical heart is just softening. And we want to make this easy to speak from our heart, to feel our heart. And we want to make it okay. So all these references and and experiences and being. Consciousness is about enjoying life. I mean, really, you can do lots of different things, but if you come from the place it's about life, then you experience all kinds of different things about life. So just open your awareness that it's nice to be alive. It's nice to feel your heart and love it, right? Yeah, that's what grace is. It is warmth, support, non-judgment. There we go. That's easy. Okay.
Yeah, you're in that space of warmth and neutrality.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're going to invite you in the next, till the next time you join us, that you just allow yourself to feel the warmth of your heart. Feel the warmth of the earth. Even if it's snowy outside, even if it's dried out outside, you have the warmth of your heart. And we are all one, so you have the warmth of all of us. No one ever has to experience being alone. This is the place you go to.
You know, I was thinking, even in Boston, if you drop down 10, 15 feet under the ground, you hit this level of geothermal energy. So it's actually warm down there. So think about that. If you drop down into your heart space, you can go into your own inner warmth.
And, you know, let's help the area, everybody who's listening. Yeah. In. Time and space don't matter. Just allow that thermal warmth. Because one problem with so much snow is what to do with it when it melts. And it can be too much. So let's see about warming it in a way that it just dissolves it without
it evaporates.
Any repercussions. Yeah.
It evaporates.
Let it just evaporate. Let it just go to stardust, twinkle dust. Just everybody, just see a pile of snow and just see it shifting. Oh, and I have cherry blossom snow coming down outside my window as we said that. I just love my cherry blossom snow. Yeah. All right. Yep.
Yeah. So that'll be fun to see what we've collectively manifested over the next week or so.
Well, you know, it is. And for all of you that don't do weather magic, you just kind of got a taste of it.
So you just did.
You just did. You created a harmonic effect and influence, and we'll see how people experience it. You know, there's so many ways to interact with being alive and what that's about. Okay, so there's still a little upper chest. So everybody, just nurture it. Put your hand above your heart or wherever you want and just feel it all soften. Put some stardust, twinkle lights, whatever you want. Feel that connection. We're just warming up the ground so it makes it easier for those seeds to sprout. And be gentle with yourselves.
Yeah.
You don't have to take a sledgehammer to it.
So hold that space. Notice what's different and notice what kind of change gets initiated between now and next week. And we want to let folks know that we love hearing from you. Send us your questions and your feedback. You can join us on Facebook at Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. You can follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet. And you can follow me on Twitter at Joan Newcomb. Give us your suggestions, the things you'd like us to talk about. And you can also email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. And a quick reminder, my website is joan-newcomb.com, and you can find out all sorts of fun things there. And Janet, your website is?
janetandbeyond.com, and sign up to receive my weekly email. Both Joan and I blog weekly, and we're happy to share with what we're noticing about life here and how that might be part of what you can notice where you are. So thank you so very much for joining us, and we'll wish you.
Yes. You, yes, and just you you can also get sign up for my newsletter too. Tips for holding your own.
I did that. Yeah. Sign up for yours.
Well, you were talking about your own. So,
but I said you wrote well too. I said that. So all right. So sign up.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan Newcomb, and
I'm Janet Barrett.
We'd like to thank you all for joining us as Consciousness Expressing and Evolving.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.